Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wreckage by Emily Bleeker, performed by Kristen Watson-Heinz and Luke Daniels. To my husband, Joe, you are my best friend, my confidant, and the one person I'd love to be stranded with on a deserted island. Chapter 1. Lillian. Present. Sometimes you have to lie. Sometimes it's the only way to protect the ones you love. Lillian replayed the phrase in her head, fiddling with her wedding ring. She'd said it every day for the last 8 months. Maybe today she'd believe it. The only way, Lillian repeated, spinning the plain gold band around her finger, once for each lie that she'd told. Losing track for the third time in a row, she shoved her hand under her thigh to keep from counting again. If only it were harder to lie, maybe she could stop. But lying was easy. Well, easier than telling the truth. And no crying, she coached herself firmly. She'd had her fill of crying in front of total strangers. Today, she was determined to show the world her strong side, not her ugly cry face. No one wants to see that. Plus, crying would ruin the makeup coated all over her face. It was more than she'd worn in years, and a nice young lady named Jasmine was smearing on another layer. When Jasmine pulled out a large pink aerosol can, spraying till Lillian's hair could be labeled a fire hazard, it seemed she was finished. Stepping back to examine the final product, the girl shrugged her shoulders as if to say, "That's as good as it's gonna get." Not exactly confidence-boosting. As the makeup girl bounced away, Lillian sat quietly, examining her manicured burgundy nails, feeling like she was playing dress-up. A tomboy as a kid, and now a mother of two boys, she never thought much of makeovers, but she couldn't deny the allure of pretending to be a whole new person. If she couldn't be the old Lillian, and she couldn't stand her new self, and fake Lillian was probably the best option. The house, like Lillian, had also been transformed in preparation for the film crew. After a week of cleaning on her own, Lillian finally gave up and hired a service that left the two-story colonial immaculate. Of course, it took a pair of production assistants less than 5 minutes to decide it was all wrong. They'd burst through the front door just after sunrise, too nervous to eat breakfast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?